G'day, I'm Woz.
And I'm Nick, sometimes Coxie, mostly Nick.
This is the Tradies in Business podcast, and we're here to share a bunch of tips, ideas, tactics that you can put in place to get change happening in your trade business right now.
If you're really lucky, we're going to entertain you with a few mum jokes, and more importantly, a bunch of fantastic guests that will educate you in all things you need to know about trade business, but we do promise to do it with a whole bunch of fun along the way.
I'm a self-confessed idiot, so strap yourself in and enjoy another episode.
Hey, listeners. Hey, Coxie.
Hello, listeners. I wonder how many of you are camping.
And this episode is being released on a Friday, which means we get to say, fuck it, it's Friday.
We do.
Let's talk about camping.
Well, we feel like talking about camping because neither of us are camping this weekend.
No, I don't go camping at Easter time because everybody else does.
Too many children.
Although I've been doing a bit of camping with the little fella and wifey lately.
I think about little, I don't mind. It's not the children, it's not their fault, it's the parents letting them go that I find absolutely irritating when I go camping. So I don't know.
It's all the other parents and their kids. Let's not complain about that again.
No, I won't. Instead, what I'll talk about, you and I were just talking about camping as kids, and you said you had lots of fond memories. I'll tell you my version of camping, and then you can share your story. I come from a non-camping family. Let's make it really, really clear. We're not campers. I'm not a camper. It's not high on my list of things that I love doing. And so I never had the experience of having gone out in a tent. I think I might have slept under the stars once or twice as a little kid in the backyard around a campfire type thing with mum trying to make us feel like we were actually camping. But our extent was Dad bought a baby shit green combi caravan when I was a teenager. The most embarrassing point in your teenage years.
I've got a photo of one here, Nick.
Strapped my brother's surfboard to the roof of it, and we used to drive up and down the coast on the weekends, and that was our version of camping. And I've got some fond memories about it now, but no, it wasn't that green. It was a baby shit green. That's a nice, pleasant green. And that's as close as I got to camping until, when I had my kids. When my kids were really little, somehow my husband talked me into going camping in a tent.
As you screw up your face.
It was fucking awful. Absolutely woeful. And more recently, no, I won't tell all of my story all at once. You tell us about yours. You said you had some good memories, and I'm looking at your little van you used to go away in as a kid, and I can't understand how you can have any good memories in that thing.
Well, as I was saying before we hit record, I suspect I have fond memories. You know when you do things as a kid and it's like, oh, I have such fond memories. And it's kind of like some of the Instagram posts, you know, it's Instagram versus reality. And you go back and you see the photos, or you go back to the place where it's like, yeah, we used to go to this place as kids. It was awesome. And you go there now and it's like, oh, wow, it's a shithole. Because as grown-ups, it's very different to when you're kids because you don't have that, like, fantasy filter.
No.
But, yeah, I think it was probably good memories for me, maybe not so much fun for my parents because they would have had to pack so much shit in a tiny little van with two boys sharing a bunk bed at the other end of the van, which was really light and it used to rock. Mm. And, you know, anyway. So I reckon there's two types of people. There's two types of families, two types of people. There's campers and non-campers.
I'm family, non-camper.
You're either one or the other. There's no like gray. It's like, oh, I don't mind sometimes camping and also five-star hotels. I reckon it's pretty polarizing. You're either a camper or you love sleeping under all five of the stars.
I'm a five-star girl all the way.
And that's okay. But yeah, I do have, I don't know, maybe it's a boy thing, but I definitely have fond memories as a kid camping. I was in the Boy Scouts back when it was called Boy Scouts. And we used to like lash the spars together, the saplings that you'd cut down in the bush, and string up these A-frame canvas tents and sleep on the dirt with your little pack as a 13, 14-year-old kid and run around the bushes with your pocket knife pretending you were Rambo, because that was back in the 80s, so we all thought we were frigging Rambo. And from there, it just kind of was always part of my – it was in my blood, you know. You get those things from your parents, and progressed from that to when I was a young bloke out on my own, sort of sleeping in tents out of the back of the Forby, and then that turned into a big canvas tent that fitted me and the girlfriend, and – and it progressed from there to a camper trailer, and that's where I stopped because I just can't come at a caravan. That's for old people.
Okay, well, I've tried the caravan. Here comes the rest of my story. I progressed onto a camper trailer. That thing got too rough.
It didn't last long.
It was shit. It was awesome. It was just dreadful. So I thought, okay, I'll give the whole caravan thing a go. Well, I've just had my last journey in a caravan. Well, at least a caravan. I'm not opposed to giving a nice 5-star caravan a go, but I'm done with this one. It is this van and I, we've separated.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
It's uncomfortable. There's nowhere to comfortably sit. There's no bathroom in the darn thing. You got to walk over to the amenities block. And geez, isn't that a treat? I am just not a camper. I'm not going out in that thing ever again. The beds are too tiny. There's no water pressure. Like, I can't find a thing right with it.
Whereas, you know, I'm obviously from the other camp. I'm a camper. And they're just all part of the experience, Coxie.
I don't want an experience. I want to go and lay on a beautiful, soft, king-size bed with a pillow menu. Someone knocking on my door to say, here's your luggage, ma'am. Would you like to order something from room service?
I have a pillow menu in my camper trailer.
Do you?
You have a pillow or no pillow?
Oh, no pillow.
And when you forget to take your pillows, it's no pillow. I did that once. Oh, my gosh. Actually, the first trip, this is my ex-wife. So this is going back, like, I don't know, a long time, a couple decades. The first trip we did I built a camper trailer with my old man when I was in my early 20s. Anyway, it was basically a mattress inside an enclosed box trailer that actually used to cart my windsurfing gear around. cut a hole in the side and put a caravan window in it. Forgot the pillows, forgot the doona. Went camping up in the back of the sunny coast in the middle of winter, and it was fucking freezing. And it was raining, so we couldn't warm any water for like a bird bath or anything. And the only showers at the state forest campground were cold showers. It was fucked. Pretty much summed up the whole relationship, really. But anyway, probably should have known after that camping trip. Like, I think I'm being sent a signal here.
Well, that's certainly what my signal meant all the way back when we took the kids in a tent. Yeah,
there you go. See, yep. Maybe there's something in this, Coxie. Your first camping experience with your partner is an indication of what's to come.
I reckon this is going to bring the hate mail.
That might have flipped a few lids.
Bunch of fellas sitting out there thinking about. Let's talk about reversing the camp trailer or the caravan and how many arguments that brings along.
Oh, that's the most joyous thing. Amazing.
Everybody's always sitting there looking at you. It's not like this code of conduct in a caravan park or wherever you put your caravan that's like, oh, don't look at the new people. Nobody look. Just give them some space. Let them argue in peace. Let's all turn around. No, that's they're all staring there with their big googly eyes.
That's part of the joy of staying in a caravan park is you get to watch everybody else and give them the evil eye because they can't back their 700-foot caravan with their brand new, you know, 300 series cruiser. It's like all the gear, no idea, mate.
Well, let's just say I don't have the gear and I've got no idea. I can't back anything up and it does not go well.
I've got some good friends that are tripping around Oz at the moment and they're doing it in a pretty sure it's a 21-foot van and one of those massive off-road dual cab Isuzu truck things. Like this thing is as long as a freaking road train. And when they reverse the van, they legit have handheld UHF radios so that the wife can give instructions on where the van is so that you don't get the go the other way. No, left. No, the other left. Right hand down. No. Back. Whoa, stop.
It's the person who's doing the reverse and getting out of the car. And the look on their face when they get they're always cranky. They're always pissed off and they've had enough.
Oh, dear. Why do we do it?
I don't know. I'm sitting here thinking about our listeners, and I really hope none of you are listening to this in the car on the way to the campground.
Or have the podcast on while you're reversing the van. The brand new van.
Oh,
why dear. I turn up at 5 o'clock in the morning, Coxie, so nobody else can watch me. I did make the mistake of giving the steering wheel controls to the ex once. Like, here, you reverse the thing, and then I'll give you. I thought, well, I'll give the instructions, right? I'm a sensitive new age guy. I'm willing to let go of control. Mm-hmm. I thought that might be a more effective strategy. It did not work out well.
Some of us don't take instruction very well.
No, that was exactly what happened. Threw the toys out of the cot, stormed off, and I had to figure it out for myself.
Well, you fucking do it then.
Yep. Anyway, we're staying home this Easter because then we don't have to go camping, Coxie.
Yep, in my king size bed with my own pillow menu, and okay, I don't have room service, but I'm pretty sure I could rustle up one of the kids for one of the afternoons too.
Yeah,
or maybe the cats could help me out.
Bring me a wine. Make it cold.
Ding.
I love camping and getting out the bush. But if you don't, let us know. Are you in the Coxie camp or the Woz camp?
Ooh.
A camper or a five starer? We're going to divide the audience here, Nick.
This is what we should do for conference one year. All the campers can go one way and the five starers can come the other way.
Ooh. We'll have to survey. I was going to say canvas. There you go.
Nice I don't pun. Really want to because I feel like we've got more campers than non-campers in our community.
Interesting demographic, Coxie.
Mm.
But let us know, listeners, are you a camper or are you a pillow menuer? which is your preference? Let us know somehow. I don't know. Social media. Send me a text message. Whatever you like. And I'm going to go pack the camper trailer, Coxie, because that has to happen 3 weeks before you leave for the trip.
Absolutely. Enjoy.
Right.